look, said the king. The next picture's of me. Now tell me what sound you think that might be. You have the same name as your very own dad, and I was his name. It's the one name you've had. So whenever a picture of our king we see, I is its sound. That's the way it must be. Then into this room where moods were so happy, burst three brand new faces, two boys and their pappy. These three new people who crowded right in said, what you've been saying is really a sin. Why should these three upstarts be the next kings? Why should it be they who get the best things? It's really not fair, and we won't let it happen. So we'll solve the code first. You won't catch us napping. If you win, I know I won't like it at all, said King I as his tears again started to fall. You promised, you know you can't veer. The first with the code is to be the king here. Yes, that is so, said King I with a sigh. But perhaps my three friends will give the best try. Oh, no, said the new three, for we don't play fair. To find all the sounds, they just wouldn't dare. These three new faces they all could now see were Meanie and Moley and their Bad Daddy Z. When Bad Daddy Z hit Neil in the tummy, his sons grabbed the code sheet and ran off to their mummy. Oh, what can we do? Z's really not fair. For now we've no code sheet, we haven't a prayer. But the king piped right up, you've done so much work. To have Z win now would be really a quirk. I know if I thought really hard in my mind, I could probably think where most pictures you'd find. Since I really don't want the next king to be Z, I'll make you a map as good as can be. And the king scurried off to write what he could, so the king after him might be somebody good. While Neil and Tina and Curly and we wondered if ever they'd catch up with Z.